Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
All right, y'all, let's get into the expression numbers. The expression number is one of the core pillars in numerology. If the life path is the road you're on and the soul urge is what your soul wants, the expression number is the toolbox you were born with to actually walk the road. Think of it like this. Life path is the mission. Soul urge is the inner desire. And the expression number, the abilities, talents, and potential you came equipped with to fulfill the mission. The expression number is calculated from the birth name, the original name placed on the birth certificate, because numerology views that as the vibrational code assigned when you entered this incarnation. Your expression number reveals natural talents, skills that come easier than average, your mental wiring and creative style, the type of work or contribution you're suited for, or the outer personality you grow into over time. Unlike the personality number, the expression number is the full potential of who you can become when all your abilities are developed. It's basically your cosmic resume. Most people don't fully embody their expression number early in life. Why? Because the abilities are meant to be developed. So the timeline often looks like in your childhood, raw traits appear but are undeveloped. In your young adulthood, your talents are starting to show. Maturity, the expression becomes refined and powerful. When someone is aligned with their expression number, their life tends to flow more naturally. When they ignore it, it feels like pushing a boulder uphill. Every number carries light and shadow sides, or distortions. When the expression energy is blocked or misused, the gifts become problems. For example, leadership becomes control, creativity becomes chaotic energy, sensitivity becomes emotional instability, intelligence becomes arrogance. So the work of numerology is not just identifying the gifts, it's refining the frequency. So let's break down these numbers. Expression number one, the pioneer. The gift, leadership, independence, innovation. These people are wired to start things. They are builders of new paths and original ideas. Healthy expressions, confident, courageous, decisive. The shadow expression, ego-driven, domineering, and impatient. Life lesson, lead without becoming a tyrant. Two, the harmonizer. Its gift, diplomacy, emotional intelligence, cooperation. These people read energy extremely well and often act as a bridge between people. Healthy expression, patience, supportive, intuitive. The shadow, overly sensitive, passive, dependent on approval. Life lesson, maintain peace without losing yourself. Expression three, the communicator. Gift, creativity, storytelling, self-expression. These people are wired to share ideas, humor, and inspiration. The light side, joyful, artistic, expressive. Shadow side, scattered, dramatic, superficial. Lesson for these people is channel creativity into mastery instead of distractions. Four, the architect. Gift, structure, discipline, practicality. These people build systems that last. Light side, reliable, hardworking, organized. Shadow, rigid, stubborn, overly controlling. Life lesson, build foundations without becoming trapped in them. Five, the explorer. Gift, adaptability, freedom, curiosity. These individuals are built for movement and experience. Light side, adventurous, charismatic, versatile. Shadow, impulsive, restless, addicted to stimulation. Lesson here? Experience freedom without losing direction. 6. The Guardian. Responsibility, nurturing, and protection are its gifts. These people are wired to care for others and create harmony. Light side, compassionate, loyal, protective. Shadow, controlling, self-sacrificing, martyr, complex. Lesson here? Serve without trying to control everyone's life. 7. The Seeker. Gift, deep thinking, spiritual awareness, analysis. These people are wired for truth-seeking and knowledge. Light side here? Wise, introspective, perceptive. Shadow side. Isolated, skeptical, overly critical. The lesson, balance solitude with connection. Expression number 8, the Power Builder. Its gift, leadership, strategy, material mastery. These people are wired to manage power, wealth, and influence. The light side for these people, discipline, ambitious, strategic. Shadow side for these people, ruthless, obsessed with status, controlling. Life lesson here? Use power responsibly. Expression number 9. Humanitarian. Give, compassion, wisdom, global awareness. These people are wired for service to humanity. Light side. Generous. Visionary. Empathetic. Shadow side. Emotionally overwhelmed. Unrealistic. Self-neglecting. Life lesson? Serve the world without losing personal boundaries. Now let's get into these master numbers. 11. The Spiritual Messenger. Its gifts? Intuition, inspiration, spiritual insight. These people transmit higher awareness through communication or art. The shadow side for these people. Anxiety. Nervous energy, self-doubt. The lesson, trust the message coming through you. 22, the Master Builder. Gifts, turning dreams into massive real-world systems. These individuals can build organizations, movements, or structure that impact millions. Its shadow, fear of responsibility, overwhelm, misusing power. Lesson for these individuals? Build something that outlives you. 33. The Master Teacher. Its gifts? Unconditional love and healing. These people are natural guides, mentors, and teachers of compassion. The shadow of these people? Emotional burnout, savior complex, unrealistic expectations. The lessons for these people? Teach love without sacrificing yourself. The real secret of the expression number is not just a talent indicator. It's the method your soul chose to interact with. It's how your spirit expresses itself through the human personality. When someone aligns their life path that equals to the mission, their soul urge that equals to motivation, the expression number that equals your ability. Everything starts locking together like a cosmic machine. The shadow isn't the opposite of your gifts. It's what happens when those gifts operate from fear instead of wholeness. Working with your shadow is the real work of numerology. Not just celebrating your strengths, but honestly, meeting the parts of yourself that needs integration. Keep doing the work out there. And until next time, remember, you're all stars, so shine like one.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. brothers gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.